We're moving to the Pacific Northwest now in a different sort of animal. Crows. Our contributor KUOW in Seattle has a series they call Local Wonder, where listeners ask the station to answer their questions. Listener Lauren Linscheid wonders about the hundreds of crows that she sees flying in the same pattern each day, and she wanted to know where they were going and why. KUOW's Ashley Ahern went to find out.
That crow you see hopping around your neighborhood, it's probably the same crow every day. Crows can live for more than 20 years. They mate for life, and they stake out territory where they spend their days foraging and raising their young. But every night, they gather together from miles around to roost. And tonight, we're going to follow them.
My name's John Marsliff, and we are on a wild crow chase.
Marsliff's been studying Seattle's crows for more than 20 years at the University of Washington. We're driving along his normal route home from work, which happens to be very similar to the route a lot of crows in Seattle take at this time of day. As the sun goes down, thousands of Seattle's crows fly north and east around Lake Washington. Marsliff is hot on their trail.
The first place I was going to stop is there's a cemetery up here where the birds sometimes gather, and it's kind of a cool sight.
It's about 5 o'clock, and there aren't any crows at the graveyard. Marsliff says if the crows gather at the same staging areas every day on their way home, predators like owls and hawks will catch on and start hanging out. So the crows switch it up to give them the slip.
So we're on 35th Ave Northeast. We're going past the library.
There are a few birds flying overhead and gathering in the trees as we drive by.
There's a couple. Oh, look at that. He just was carrying a nut and dropped it and flew back down and caught it and then dropped it again.
Marsliff kind of has his eyes on the road at this point and kind of has his eyes on the sky. I'm just a little nervous. He's been pulled over before for erratic driving, but he says once he tells the cops he's looking for birds, they tell him to be careful and let him go.
You see some more? Oh, yeah, there we go. Great. So that's definitely, these guys are definitely heading to roost, and we'll probably intersect them down by the lake where they're starting to gather well away from the roost, but still en route. So, yeah, just kind of a river of crows coming there.
As we get closer to Lake Washington, there are more and more crows on the move, clumping together in bigger and bigger groups. Hundreds of them are gathered in the trees at a busy bus stop where we pull over. It's noisy, and Marsliff says city crows have adapted to that.
So they'll communicate at a higher pitch to get around that, and they'll also be louder. So a lot of, I'm sure the crows have raised their voices in the city relative to the country just to be heard over the din of our everyday life, yeah.
Sort of like New Yorkers.
Like New Yorkers. Yeah. Very much like New Yorkers.
We creep through traffic around the top of the lake, watching the crows flying freely overhead, pretty much following the same route we are. We get to the town of Bothell, and then we make a left.
5 past 6.
And stop at the University of Washington's campus there. We get out of the car and walk towards the athletic fields. And there they are. Thousands of crows circling and circling in the dark over our heads.
So this is it, the end of our crow journey?
This is it. This is crow mecca right here.
10,000 crows here every night. They flap and spin like bats overhead, their dark shapes fading into the gray night. They've come from a 50-mile radius to seek safety in numbers once the sun goes down.
Love to watch them fly in when they twirl and dip around and one gets going the wrong way with the whole group. It's like, how do they not just always run into each other?
The trees slouch under the weight of the dark clusters of birds, layer upon layer of them in the branches.
Because when you look at that tree, the place you don't want to be is that bottom layer. Those guys are going to have a lot of white on them in the morning. So the dominant birds are probably up on top or at least towards the top, because that very top bird is also most vulnerable to an owl tonight. So there's some optimal places to sleep, and I'm sure they're vying for those.
Then Marsliff turns around.
Wow. Look behind you right now on the ground.
There are hundreds of crows standing silently on the tennis court behind us, all in rows facing the same direction.
But yeah, I mean, you look at that and it's like you got to wonder what's going on there. They could be giving homage to their creator right now for all we know. Because they seem somewhat reverent the way they're looking there, but I guess they're also just getting tired and waiting for their turn. Pretty weird.
Then, one by one, the crows on the tennis court rise into the air and head for the trees. For Here and Now, I'm Ashley Ahern in Seattle.